This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, June 25th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Recharge report finds modest gains. Wade to leave Farm Water Coalition and reconciliation to-do list. Recharge report, cautious optimism. The Department of Water Resources yesterday released its semi-annual groundwater conditions report, showing a modest 2.2 million acre feet increase in underground water storage last year. It attributed the growth to moderate precipitation, managed recharge efforts, and reduced pumping. Yet chronic declines persist in key basins like Tulare Lake and the San Joaquin River, and a statewide subsidence remains a concern. Governor Gavin Newsom emphasized that groundwater gains are encouraging, but alone are insufficient for long-term resilience. He stated that, quote, our water system is unprepared for California's hotter and drier climate, and that, quote, we need more than groundwater. He called for investment in infrastructure modernization through the Delta Tunnel Project, more storage, and expanded recharge. On that note, DWR reports that its LandFlex program has conserved more than 100,000 acre-feet of groundwater and safeguarded 16,500 drinking water wells that were at risk in frontline communities. Launched in 2022, LandFlex helps Central Valley farmers and communities protect groundwater supplies. Funded with $23.3 million in grants, six local groundwater sustainability agencies have enrolled 52 farms across 4,474 acres, steering both drought and flood waters to recharge aquifers. DWR Director Carla Nemeth lauded the initiative as a win-win for farmers, water security, and essential infrastructure. Blake Vann, chair of the Almond Alliance, called it a new chapter in sustainable farming that proves when we work together, we can achieve lasting solutions for California's agriculture and communities. You can read about an attempt to audit the tunnel project in the AgriPulse West newsletter. It will be in inboxes later this morning. Wade to depart Farm Water Coalition. Executive Director Mike Wade plans to step down from the California Farm Water Coalition in February, that after leading the organization since 1998. During his tenure, Wade expanded the coalition's public education efforts to reach millions with messages about the importance of dependable water supplies for California farmers. He spearheaded the Agricultural Water Management Council to promote efficient water practices and initiated programs like Cultivate California, which engaged the public through educational media. Coalition board members Greg Johnson, Peter Nelson, and Sheridan Nicholas lauded Wade's dedication, integrity, and impactful advocacy. The CFWC Board of Directors has formed a search committee to identify Wade's successor. Senate Republicans find a snap fix, but Medicaid remains a hurdle. President Donald Trump is pushing congressional Republicans to delay their July 4 vacations if that's what it takes to get the one big beautiful bill on his desk. First, Senate Republicans have to pass their own version of the budget reconciliation measure. Republicans appear to have found a fix for their SNAP state cost share requirement passes muster with the Senate parliamentarian, but GOP leaders are still struggling to address concerns about the impact of Medicaid cuts on rural hospitals. Craig Thompson, CEO at Golden Valley Memorial Healthcare in Missouri, told reporters the bulk of his rural hospital's Medicaid patients are, quote, farmers, ranchers, small business owners, veterans, and a whole bunch of kids. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Bravo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. RFK Jr., expect dietary guidelines no later than August. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says he and Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins will have the next dietary guidelines for Americans out by August at the latest. Speaking before a House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee, Kennedy emphasized that the guidelines will be short, about 4 to 5 pages, and will move away from processed foods. He said this will drive more consumption of, quote, good food in federal nutrition programs like school meals, hospitals, and military meals. The secretary appeared before the committee to testify about the agency's fiscal 2026 budget. While there, he was also grilled by Democrats on staffing reductions and the Make America Healthy Again Commission report. Representative Raul Ruiz of California criticized the erroneous citations contained in the commission report. Reporting found dozens of incorrect citations or instances of misinterpreted or even non-existent studies. The report was also largely criticized by the food and agriculture industry for its findings on pesticides, seed oils, and other ingredients. Kennedy said he had not fact-checked the report himself and that the citations were corrected within 24 hours of the news reports. He also defended the report and said all the findings are accurate. If someone turned this in as an undergrad to their professor at UCLA, they would have received an F, sir, Ruiz said. He said an F for the misinterpretation, the falsehoods, the denials, and also citing references that don't even exist. State Attorney General Sue Trump administration over grant terminations. A group of 21 attorneys general are suing Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins and 11 other federal agency heads for terminating federal grants to states. The AGs argue in a filing in a Massachusetts district court that the Trump administration unlawfully used a subclause in the Office of Management and Budget Regulations to end billions of dollars in grants to state governments. The subclause in question allows federal agencies to terminate awards that no longer serve program goals or agency priorities. The AGs charge it, quote, provides no support for a broad power to terminate grants on a whim based on newly identified agency priorities. Now take note. The lawsuit says local food purchase assistance cooperative agreements have been revoked using language that points to a shift in USDA priorities. USTR port fee proposal to increase ag shipping costs by over $2 billion. A new study finds that proposed port fees for Chinese-operated and Chinese-built ships will increase shipping costs for ag exporters by $2.3 billion a year, rising to $6.2 billion in 2028. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative outlined the new fees in April. They are set to go into effect in October and phase in through 2028. The analysis from North Dakota State University finds that grain exports, particularly corn and soybeans, will be disproportionately impacted because of their use of dry bulk carriers and lower export values. Depending on the crop and route, the shipping costs could amount to 5 to 7 cents a bushel. The authors note that although the final version of the proposed provision softened the impacts on ag exporters, quote, they do not fully offset the impact on agriculture exporters. Here's today's final word. The Trump administration has made clear no place is safe from his cruel mass deportations. That Senator Maria Elena De Rosa of Los Angeles presenting a resolution this week denouncing federal immigration raids. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, June 25th, brought to you by Robo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.